going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
92.9 The Game's first round wrap-up show with Chris Thomas.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ah, yes. The stroke of midnight and a stroke of genius from Terry Fontenot tonight. Get on board at 404-726-0929. We're taking your calls until 2 o'clock. What an amazing night. By the way, within the past 5 minutes, I look up on ESPN. What are they talking about? The Atlanta Falcons. I'm looking at NFL Network right now. What are they talking about? The Atlanta Falcons. By the way, I saw a tweet from D-Led. Come on, D. I need you to be positive with me, bruh. Come on, D. Talking about the Falcons gave up too much for James Pierce Jr. Come on, man. That's not what it's about, D. You've been covering this team forever. Forever. Have they ever been this bold? Have they ever been this dynamic in making their picks?
Only one time I can remember, Turtle, when we were this bold in the draft. That's when we drafted a guy that wore the number 11. And yeah. What about Jet Jones?
Yeah.
But that, you know, what that turned out to be.
Right.
When you're aggressive in drafts, good things happen.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. I know Mike Green was still available. Guys, I talked about this all week long. I don't care who it was. These guys were all ranked right around the same. Pierce, Shamar Stewart, Mike Green, Mykel Williams. Jalen Walker was ahead of all those guys, though, by the way. And we were talking as if Jalen Walker wasn't going to be available. That's how the entire week leading up to the draft has been approached. We were talking like Jalen Walker was not going to be available. So 404-726-0929. I love my guy D, by the way. D, if you're listening, come on, man. Cut me some slack here. I'm trying to be positive, and I'm looking at your tweets to get all the latest intel, and I see, man, a little rich. I'm like, come on, D. Blank them picks, man. You got a chance now. You got a chance. The offense is going to be just fine. And now your defense is set up. Your defense is set up to be as successful as it's been in a long, long time. That's what we're talking about tonight, people. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Tinker. Oh, our buddy Tinker's up next. Tinker, how we feeling?
What's up, Tony?
Yo.
So I take it the living room is safe.
Dude, I don't know, though.
You're not going to be rearranging furniture?
Man, I might be rearranging furniture for the right reasons, though. That's the thing.
All right, well, all I know is I'm a fifth-generation Atlanta. So I'm from here. My bloodline's from here. I'm a little reserved. I'm a week one guy. I know everybody's going to get excited. I'm a week one guy. As long as them boys are on the field, week one, then if it's a wait and see, and that's what I'm looking for. All I know is I could go to bed early next year for the draft, because unless they do some wild trading and get in that, you know, I was like, well, it'll be an early, early night next year. But, hey, if we can pull it off, just get fired up.
Well, Tigger, and that's the thing, man. You hit on a good point. If they play up to their potential and these dudes are the dudes that we think that they can be, that first-round pick's going to be in the 20s, guys. It's not going to be 15 next year. It's not going to be 8 like it was the year before that. It's going to be 23, and they're going to be in the playoffs. So if you're freaking out, Tinker, over giving up a first-round pick, you better believe that Terry made the right choice and that this defense is going to come together with the offense. They're going to be in the playoffs, and it's not really going to matter.
Let's do it.
All right, Tinker. Appreciate you, brother. Thanks for checking in. As always, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. We are taking your calls till 2 a.m. reacting about the Atlanta Falcons hitting an absolute grand slam home run by trading back up into the first round and getting James Pierce Jr. to pair up with Jalen freaking Walker, who fell into your lap in the first round of the draft. Honestly amazing. This is the write-up from ESPN on James Pierce Jr. for anyone who has doubt. Pierce was the only edge to run a sub 4.5 40, and he is the quickest 10-yard split, 1.56, for the edges at the combine. Those results reflected what shows on tape. He's an explosive speed rusher. Oh, my God, that's pornographic almost. He's an elite speed rusher. Where has that been for the Atlanta Falcons? He can redirect and beat blockers to the inside when they take away the edge. Despite having shorter arms, Pierce can shoot his hands and transition from speed to power. And he also looks here's a bonus. He also looks natural dropping into coverage, something that was an unmitigated disaster last season when they tried to make Matthew Judon a coverage linebacker for God knows why, but apparently he can do that too. I don't need him doing that. Just go get him. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Chief. You're up next, Chief. How we feeling, man?
What's happening, Chief?
Hey.
Hey, you know what? Atlanta, wake up. Wake up! I'm telling you, these phone lines should be full. I got in too easy. I think I got in too easy tonight. I was expecting for a little battle to try to get a chance to talk tonight. Let me tell you something, though. Let me talk to you for a minute. We got a Georgia Bulldog on our team, first of all. Hey, I thought that was a great pick. But when I looked at the TV and I seen we coming up 26, I said, wait a minute. Hold up. What's going on? And then we get another defensive end, probably the best talent at defensive end coming out. You know what? This is a straight A+. And if we can't get behind this team now, after this draft, I'm telling you, everybody, this is straight A+ in my book.
No, Chief, you're absolutely right. It is. It is a straight A+. He gets the gold sticker. He gets the gold star. Whatever you want to use tonight. Terry Fontenot is not going to be paying for a meal in Atlanta tomorrow. He's going to strut on in with his fancy suit on, and he's going to own that room. He's going to own the room tomorrow for the press conference. Like I joked around earlier in the show, it is going to be the easiest press conference of Terry Fontenot's life. Appreciate the phone call, Chief. As always, 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's go. Falcons fans, how the heck are you feeling? It is an amazing night here in the A, and I am so happy to be able to share the airways with you at 404-726-0929. What more could you ask for? I mean, seriously, you are sitting in the catbird seat right now. Quite frankly, listen, I know there are other needs in the draft, but I'm not going to be overly critical now. How can you be? How can you be? We know what they need. They need to get another corner. They probably need another safety, linebacker. But other than that, man, like, I get it. You have more needs to fill, but this trumps that. It just does. Like, no matter what happens the rest of this draft, I can't be mad at you, Terry, because you did exactly what we needed you to do. You did exactly what this team has done never. And now they're starting to do it for the first time with a DGD and another beast from the SEC. Come on, man. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Will in Villa Rica. What's up, Will?
Turtle. What's up, my
Yo,
boy?
Yo, what up, man?
Hey, man, we won the first round of the draft, man, tonight. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Jalen Walker is who I wanted from day one, and nobody, including myself, thought he was going to be there. And then on top of that, you stack him with James Pierce Jr. Terry Fontenot drafted with his job. That was a man with his job on the line. Bump next year. I don't care about next year, because if I don't hit on the draft this year, I'm fired. I'm out of here. So that's why he did what he did. Nobody cares about next year. We're winning for right now. We got an offense ready to win right now, and you need pass rushers. Jalen Walker can drop in the coverage. He's the off-the-ball defender. He can go sack the quarterback. Then you tag him, team him up with James Pierce Jr. And not even to mention that, we still got Braylon Trice that's going to come off the edge too as well if he come back healthy. We got these young D linemen, Ruka Roro, Brandon Dorlis, all these guys, Zach Harrison. On top of that, you still got Arnold Ebiketie. Come on, man.
I know.
That's I don't want to hear nothing about what D-Led got to say about that. That man drafted with his job.
Oh, man. You're right, 100%. And we just appreciate the phone call. We just love T's and D because, you know, he's our guy. And he'll always be our guy, no matter what he says. We're just having a little fun. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Sam in Alpharetta. Sam, let's go, baby. Rise up. What are we feeling?
Turtle, what's going on?
Yo.
Yo, look, I have been hard on Terry Fontenot for the past year and a half, 2 years. But I got to say, and I just tweeted this, he did the damn thing tonight. And if this is how we're going to draft every year, then Jobs need to be on the line every year because, again, he did the damn thing tonight. First off, I wasn't even thinking about Jalen Walker because, again, like everybody else, I didn't think he was going to be there at 15. I certainly didn't have Mykel getting drafted before him. But I was like, oh, snap, we actually might get him. He just keeps falling and falling and falling. And I had the same feeling I did when Jalen Carter was falling 2 years ago. It's like, oh, he's there. And it's like, oh, we got him. And then I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's a pipe dream, but let's trade back into the first round and get Mike Green because I'm worried, oh, he's going to end up on the Eagles. I'm like, oh, snap. Then I see we trade back into the first round. Right. It's like, oh, we're getting Mike Green. And I'm happy with James Pierce as well. A-plus draft. And look, do I like necessarily giving up the 2020, the first next year? No, but again, I think as mentioned, if you are Terry Fontenot and your job is on the line, there is no next year for you. So great draft, great first round, A plus, rise up.
Appreciate it, man. Let's go to Fran in Doraville. Fran.
It's like, oh, we're getting Mike Green.
Fran, you got to turn the radio down, brother.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hey, Fran, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. How we feeling tonight?
Look, I say rise up, please rise up. I haven't been so excited about this. Oh my God!
How did you feel, Fran? How did you feel when they took the whole time down to the clock? When they took it to zero? How hard was your heart pounding?
Oh, my God. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, my God. I still can't believe it.
Absolutely.
We have hope.
Oh,
we have hope.
We have hope where there was no hope, Fran. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
And I'm right there with your energy. I'm right there with your energy, Fran. There was hope. There was no hope. Now there is hope. Now there's hope. Guys, it's pretty simple. Fran, thank you so much for the call. There was not hope for this defense to be super competitive before tonight. Now there is. It's that simple. Zay's in Riverdale. Zay, let's go. What are we feeling? Yo.
Man, hey, check me out. I'm out here in Riverdale. I just had a show with Jazzy Faye and Pastor Troy live with Carisha. I'm multitasking.
Yeah, man.
Man, look, I got the phone with the draft on Stream East. Trying to watch this, and I'm checking for my cues as the celebrity chef out here, bro. And I'm looking at the group chat with my brother, and I'm saying, okay, I saw Jalen Walker. I'm like, oh, snap, okay, we got a dog, everybody happy. But I saw the group chat after time had elapsed, and I'm like, oh, we got Pierce. I'm like, hold on, wait, who? Because he butchered the spelling. So I'm like, hold on, who the hell is this who we got Pierce? And then I called him and I said, man, what are you talking about? He said, the guy from Tennessee. Oh, man, I almost fell out on the floor. Oh, I can't believe it. And Terry let him cook. Jesus Christ, back against the wall, he came out swinging, man. I love it.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. And good job on that tonight. I'm sure that was an absolute blast. 404-726-0929. Let's squeeze in one more here. Kaz is in Pennsylvania, PA, checking in tonight in the ATL. What do we got?
Oh, Turtle, man. I have to say, bro, real quick, I just want to say I haven't been this happy since we won the NFC Championship in 2016.
There you go,
I've not
man.
Been this happy as a Falcons fan
God bless.
Since that time.
Yep.
We got two stud pass rushers in the first round of the draft. I never thought could happen. Jalen Walker was a pipe dream. I never thought we would get Jalen Walker. I was thinking, okay, we would get James Pierce Jr., and I was going to be happy with that. If we were just going to get James Pierce Jr. at 15, or we traded down and got James Pierce Jr. that way, or we would get Mike Green or someone like that, I was like, but, you know, Jalen Walker, he's maybe, like, you know, that guy was projected to be like, what, maybe the third best defensive player, the third best defensive player in the draft behind Jalen Walker and Travis Hunter.
Yep,
And we got him at 15, man! And we got James Pierce Jr. too!
It's unreal,
oh my God,
right?
I'm,
it's unreal.
I
it's
can't
this
even.
Is this is the night.
It's unreal.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, man. This is a night that, again, in our wildest dreams, Falcons fans, it couldn't have been this good. Like it never was going to be this good. Somehow, some way, you know, Miles. They say sometimes, you know, whatever. Third time's the charm. For Terry Fontenot, fifth time has been the charm. Great, great job on the phones. We're going to get back to you in just a bit. Coming up next, our boy Joe Patrick was into Hizzy in the house at Flowery Branch. He's going to join us next, give us all the skinny from Raheem to Terry to everybody else that was chatting it up tonight after what was a grand slam home run for the Atlanta Falcons. Looking forward to chatting with Joe next. Going to be the most positive Falcons conversation I've ever had with Joe Patrick. Can't wait to get his reaction and then back to the phones with you at 404-726-0929. Chris Thomas Turtle with you till 2 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio.